Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High back in studio with you and with me this week. Talking about something a little different this week than she usually is. We have Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce in studio. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
We
had to swim to Coffeyville.
Oh, yeah. It did a lot of rain early this morning. And like you said, you slept right through it. It's like it kind of woke me up. It was quite a light show this morning that was going on this morning, but like you said, yeah, there was a big river right in front of the studio this morning. Well, usually you come in, talk about all the great things happening in Independence, and however, due to the COVID-19 coronavirus going on, none in Montgomery County that we know of right now, so we're still fine on that. But this is just kind of like maybe some community efforts to help stem it if it does happen, and just kind of get in front of it. And you'd want to talk about a few of those things, correct?
That's right. So you're right. So typically I'm here to talk about all the great activities and events that are happening in the community. And unfortunately, we do have to address the coronavirus, but I'm here to talk about a lot of great efforts that are being made to help community members and to get information out, to make them aware of resources and, just to help each other during this incredibly trying time. So First and foremost, I want to say that during this list of information that I'm going to share. If you have any information that you need, be sure and give us a call at the Chamber office at 331-1890. Now, while we might not have the answer immediately, we will take your number, we will find the answer for you, or we will point you in the right direction. So the Chamber is really, the central hub of information in the community, and that's our job, is to make sure that people are well informed and that we get information out. We point people in the right direction. So again, call us at 331-1890. We also want everyone to know about some social media places to go regarding information. When this all kind of hit, the 12th or 13th, I lose track now, for our area, actually, it hit back in January. But we got together a group at the Chamber, and it was made up of the city. It was made up of Montgomery County Action Council, the Chamber, Main Street, and we all brainstormed with Joanne Smith, who has Fab Creative Services, who does a lot of PR for the city, and we're really trying to figure out the best way to get information out to the community. And we came up with Indy Responds Facebook page. And Indy Responds Facebook page is strictly a page that only we can post on, and you will send us the information that you want us to post through Facebook Messenger, or you can email us that information. And it's a way for us to get information out regarding the state, state agencies, local agencies, information for our small businesses, information about our retailers and what they are offering, what our restaurants are offering, ways to help our senior population, healthcare, just a wide variety of very critical information is being pushed out on Indy Responds. It's also being shared on Get Independence, which is the Facebook page for the Chamber, as you know. The City of Independence is sharing the same information, Main Street and the Montgomery County. But so all of those entities that I mentioned, the Chamber, MAC, the City, Main Street, we're all administrators on this page, and we are working to constantly, hour by hour, post things on there that we think would be very beneficial for the public to know. One thing that is on there that we flashed out to our members yesterday and that we've posted is this morning there is a coronavirus webinar. It's Coronavirus in the Workplace webinar, and it's this morning from 10 to 11. And if you are interested in logging into that, you can go to www.wearekms, which would be Kansas Manufacturers, kms.com/COVID-19-resources-for-manufacturers. So, and again, you can call the Chamber and we can give you more information about that, but I'm sure a quick Google search will point you in the right direction. So it's the webinar for Coronavirus in the Workplace. They're going to talk about COVID-19 updates, current guidance from the CDC, responding to COVID in the workplace, and the Family Medical Leave Act and that expansion of that, emergency paid sick leave and additional HR guidance. So very, very important information through this webinar, and we want to make sure people are aware of that. We also have, I'm just going to kind of jump all over the place. Our churches are really working together to help those in need. So Saturday we met with all of the churches, those that were able to come by Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They blanketed our community with prayer. They came together. They did a community-wide prayer effort. And all of the ministers, pastors, and priests are working together right now to help those in need. So at the chamber office, we have a list of all churches. So if you need something from a local church, you need their support, we will point you in the right direction. Please give us a call, and we can help you with that. And know that the churches are there to help not only those who attend church, but everyone. It does not matter if you are the churched or the unchurched. They are out there to help us. So be sure and seek their help if you are somebody in need. Another organization that came from our flood back in 07, when we had the disastrous flood in 2007, we realized that we needed a central location for people to go to when there was catastrophic situations such as the flood. And the Community Access Center came from that. And they are located at 307.5 West Pecan. Their phone number is 331-5115. They're open from 10 to 4. And they are there to help you with all kinds of questions regarding anything that you might have. If it's rent questions, if it's utility questions, if it's food questions, just clothing questions, anything that you need, they can point you in the right direction because they have brought together all of those resources centrally, at least the information for those resources centrally. And then it's almost a one-stop shop. You can go in there and you can get food assistance, and they can help you with a multitude of other things. So right now, they are working very hard to keep their shelves stocked, and there is food available there. And if you are someone who needs food, and for yourself, your family, be sure and call them at 331-5115. They are actually closed to walk-in traffic, but they will take your order. And they will box it up. And then when you pull up to the Access Center, you will call them and let them know you have arrived. And you can pop your trunk or open up your back door. They will come out. And you don't even have to get out of your car. They don't want you to get out of your car. They will come out. They will put it in your trunk and or your back seat, and off you go. If you are someone who is not able to get out because maybe you don't have transportation, you're not able to get to the Access Center for whatever reason, Community Mission for Improved Housing is actually partnering with the Access Center. They have a delivery van, and they have a van actually that they use for their mission projects, but they've turned it into a delivery van right now to help them out. So they
got to use it any way you can.
Right,
I mean, use
right.
It. It's doing really good stuff right now.
I know.
Now.
That's right. So they are working on delivering those orders. So when you call the Access Center and you're not able to get out, you provide the Access Center with your address. And then one of our commissioners, Dean Hayes, along with Jerry Bright, I've been told, are hopping in that van and driving around the community and dropping off those food supplies from the Access Center. The First United Methodist Church is also turning their Wesley Center into a community delivery service. And I don't have all of the details on that because they are working out those details as we speak. But as I understand it through some emails, they're going to have a hotline that you can call. They're going to be able to go to the store for you, pick things up. They're working out the details on how that will all unfold. And again, it's just a community delivery service, helping those in need get the things that they need. So we've got some people that are not at risk. You know, it's not our senior population that typically we sometimes see volunteering in our churches. These are going to be young, healthy people that can get out in the community and help those in need. So you can watch for more information on that delivery service that will be provided to our community on our Facebook page, and I assume that it'll probably show up on the First United Methodist Church's Facebook page as well, since it's being housed there.
So, yeah, helping out those that need help. So that's always good to see the First United Methodist Church offering this service, especially because I'm probably assuming that some of the people that are in need are probably the elderly that probably can't get out. And this would definitely help them out in this time of just basically uncertainty right now.
Absolutely. We have an older population that needs us, but, you know, we also have a lot of families that, you know, there's been job loss and things like that. And maybe, you know, one person is still working and they've got the car, but the other person is at home with the kids and can't get out. You know, there's just so many needs that need to be met in our community. And again, we want to let people know that you are not alone, that there are agencies and groups and organizations and individuals that love and care for everyone in our community, and we're trying hard to get the word out. So if you are someone who is at home feeling isolated and scared and uncertain and you have needs, call the chamber office and tell us what you need, and we will point you in the right direction. Do not sit at home and listen to me on the radio and worry. You know, reach out, and I wish I had a magic wand that would make it all better. I don't,
but we do
have a lot of caring people in our community that I know have already and will continue to reach out and help everyone who has a need.
And that's what's great about this part of the state. Everybody helps out everybody, you know, in need. So
that's
and
right.
It's a great thing.
You know, speaking of helping out and people in need, I need to, though, remind everyone that there's been an executive order already put out by the governor requesting us to not gather in groups of 50 or more, to keep it at 50 or less, to, you know, stay home, socially distance ourselves. And that is because we're really trying to, as we've said numerous times, you know, flatten that curve. You said this morning, we don't have any cases. We are so fortunate, and we don't want any cases because it will stress our healthcare system in a way that they don't need to be, you know, stressed right now. They're doing an amazing job, but they are working round the clock, you know, on little sleep. I don't know how they're keeping us all healthy, taking care of just all that's going on already.
It's an enviable position for sure.
We do not need the virus to hit our community. So we are looking for an executive order to come from the governor this morning. I believe it's going to come around 9 o'clock. There's been some information already put out about what we suspect will be in there and what we are thinking that she will be rolling out this morning is probably a request to go down to 10. And that's really just one more effort to keep us away from each other. You know, it's really hard because we don't want our businesses to close. We don't want all of the economic disaster to happen that is already kind of feels like it is, you know?
Right.
And so, but, you know, we're just really in a very difficult position and we're trying to balance it. And, you know, again, I wish we had all the right answers, but right now we're encouraging everyone who can to stay at home. Do not get out unless you absolutely have a serious need that would require you to get out. Do not gather in groups of more than 10. Stay away from people. Socially distance yourself during this short period of time so that we can take care of the problem and it doesn't continue to linger and last for months. You know, if we can hit it hard right now and it, you know, it's hard and painful and scary and everything, but if we can all make a concerted effort right now, then maybe we can, you know, win this battle and not let it continue for months and months. So watch our Facebook page for the executive order. Of course, you can watch the state websites. It'll all be on there. We encourage you to continue to check out the state's websites, the CDC, everywhere you know you can get good, accurate information. But again, we're just encouraging everyone when you can to stay at home. The schools are working hard. The teachers were back yesterday figuring out all the logistics around how to educate our kids during this time. So be sure and check out 446's Facebook page and their website for lots of great information I've seen out there regarding that.
And also they're having pickup at the high school today for personal property pickup. The seniors today will be able to pick up starting at 1 p.m. today. the seniors will not have to go in. You'll just pull up into the Circle Drive and tell them what your name is, and they'll already have your property all bagged up, and they'll bring it out and load it up for you. So if you had, if any kids had left any personal property at school going into spring break thinking I'll get it after spring break, obviously they haven't been able to do that. The teachers I know and support staff did that yesterday, bagged it all up and for each student, and they'll bring it out to them. So that's another great thing that IHS is doing, so to help out students get their personal property back.
Absolutely. So there might be some items that those kids are really wanting to have, so get those back to them.
Absolutely.
And then also on the schools, you know, how do we feed our kiddos during this time? And you can go to the website again, 4446, and go to their Facebook page, and you'll see information about the pickup, the locations for lunch pickups. So the way I understand it is lunches will be picked up, and in that lunch sack will also be breakfast for the next morning. And it will be a daily pickup. I believe there are 6 locations, and you can go on to their, again, 446's website and their Facebook page and get all of that information so that we can keep our kids fed. So if we can feed our kids through the lunch program, get some food in them that way, and then also supplement our family food needs at the Community Access Center, then hopefully we can take care of those needs as well as the needs of anyone who is finding themselves in a situation where you know, they have some food insecurities.
Yeah, that way, I mean, it relieves some food stress to absolutely have that, you know, the lunch and the breakfast for the next morning as well. So
yes,
that's a great need being filled.
Absolutely. There are a lot of opportunities for businesses I want to put out there. So the Montgomery County Action Council is working with a lot of our businesses regarding the SBA disaster loans, some Network Kansas loans funds. If you are in need and you're interested in any type of financial loan information, be sure and reach out to Tricia Purden. She's taking on this. We've all kind of broken up all the needs in the community and each taken a little piece so that it doesn't fall on any one organization's shoulders, because it's daunting right now. So Tricia is taking this on. She's doing a great job of capturing all the information, staying very well connected with those people at the state and getting information as it is being published. So you can call her at the office, 331-3830. Or you can call her on her cell, 779-1922. Or you can email, don't have her email address, but you can go to actioncouncil.com and her information is there too about how to contact them. But basically the main office is 331-3830, and she is servicing the entire county. So if you are a business in Caney, Cherryville, Coffeyville, or Independence, she can help you with helping to unpack the small business disaster loans that are available and some other monies that would be available if you qualify for those and any other programs as they trickle down from the state. Speaking of the state, you can go to kansastogether.com. And this, I received this from Representative Jim Kelly on Sunday. And the state has now a resource center, and it's called the Kansas Coronavirus Resource Center. And they have lots of really good information on here. So again, go to kansastogether.com. There's employee benefit information. There's small business resources. There's education information and healthcare information. So, and they are updating it constantly. If you pull up the website at the very top, there are tabs that you can click on that will take you to the areas of concern and the areas where you are needing resource information. So I encourage everyone to reach out and really pull that up if you have access to the internet. And if you don't have access to the internet and you need resources, you can call us at the chamber again, 331-1890. We'll pull up the website. You can ask us the questions. We'll click the tabs and try to find the information for you. A few things I do want to make people aware of: that it is storm season.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to be publishing our storm shelters in Independence. It will be the Memorial Hall Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue. Now, while that building is closed for events and such, in the need of if there would be an emergency, those buildings will be open. You can take shelter in there. Pets must be in a carrier or on a leash. the Independence High School Gymnasium on North 10th Street. You'll use the northwest entrance to the gym. No pets are allowed there, but that will be open as well. The Montgomery County Judicial Center basement at 300 East Main. So the building right now is closed. They're there, but you can't get in publicly. But it, again, will be open. Pets must be in carriers, and they will be placed in a designated area. And then the temporary City Hall Building D, which is 811 West Laurel, which is where the City Hall is right now, you can use the west basement door and use that shelter as well. And pets need to be in carriers or on a leash. And so we're just asking that, heaven forbid, we need to use the storm shelters. We want everyone to be safe, to practice a little bit of social distancing if you can. You know, if we have to be packed in there, then we have to be packed in there, because we're not going to lose lives and put ourselves in jeopardy. We're going to get in there and at least be as safe as we can, right, and take health care precautions after we're done. So anyway, I'm going to put that out there so that everyone knows where to go. I'm going to wrap it up and basically say, you know, our small businesses and our restaurants really need us at this time. And they are offering delivery and curbside service. I believe that today might be National Takeout Day that they've created, you know, just to make everyone have a concerted effort to get out and help these small businesses stay open. So I encourage you to, you know, on one hand, I want you to stay at home. On the other hand, if you need some sunshine and you need to get out, get some fresh air, why not, you know, call in your food to one of the great restaurants in downtown Independence and around town Independence. And I would mention some, but if I do, I'm going to forget someone. So we have lots of great options. They're all on our Facebook page. You can see them at Indy Responds and all the special offerings and their menus that they have. But, you know, call them, place an order and pull up, call them, tell them you're there. They'll come out, they'll swipe your card, they'll take your money, and leave a little extra tip if you can, and eat out today, especially since it's National Takeout Day. But if you can, continue to support our small businesses. You know, when we come out on the other side, we're still going to have birthday presents and different things we need to buy. So what about a gift card to some of these businesses? You know, you buy it now and it helps them keep the doors open and pay employees, and it makes easy gift giving later on. So, you know, think about that if you think, you know, if that's a need that you have on your calendar of things to do. And then lastly, I'm going to tell you that today is recycling. You know, that's usually what we talk about at the beginning. But today is recycling, and we're not shutting down recycling. We're encouraging everyone to continue to recycle from 11 to 1 every Tuesday. The first Saturday of the month will be April the 4th from 8 to noon. Please sort all of your items really well during this time and bag them up securely. Not today, but there might be times on the Tuesday recycling that it might be unmanned. And we'll just ask that you put them in the appropriate containers that will be very well labeled for you. But we want to continue recycling, so please do that. First Friday, you know, we can't have it at the Civic Center because it's closed. But we're working on possibly doing one on First Friday, which would be April the 3rd, and we're going to live stream it. And I'm working on some speakers. You know, it's very fluid right now on who we need to have speaking to people. So it will be all about information that is needed for our community and some updates on things. So look for that to happen. You don't have to get out of your house for that. You'll watch it on live stream. It'll also be videotaped and put on the cable access channel. It'll be on YouTube. So everyone who enjoys First Friday will continue to have that. You know, we're all stuck at home, and I think a lot of people are doing some spring cleaning.
Very true.
Yes, and we have some spring cleaning options that the city is working on, and we did this last year, and we're going to do it this year. No virus is going to keep us from cleaning up our houses. So we're going to have, once again, our free neighborhood dumpster access, and it will start April the 4th and the 18th. And well, it'll start April 4th, and they're going to have dumpsters in certain locations, about six locations, for about four weekends. And then there's four other weekends, and they're going to be moving them to six different locations. So hopefully they're going to have lots of dumpsters in the community at various places, so that you, once you're cleaning out that garage because you're cooped up inside, or you're getting your kids to clean up their bedrooms and those closets, and you need to get rid of things, you can either donate them, obviously, or you can throw them in the dumpsters. So we will be putting this out on our Facebook page, and it'll go on Indy Responds and the city's Facebook page. It might already be out out there. I think maybe we actually flashed it out yesterday, or not. It's going out this morning. So we've got a cleanup opportunity going on for everyone. So take advantage of that. I want to make sure that everyone knows that we are not canceling Love Independence. While we might not be able to stand next to each other with paintbrushes in our hands and paint houses for people, Love Independence Day is more than the amazing housing projects that take place that day. They are incredible, and they make a huge difference in our community and the lives of some people in our community. But it doesn't take one dime to share random acts of kindness that day. And I mean that because you can smile. You can say something nice to someone. You can speak encouraging words. You can write a note. There are so many things that literally do not cost anything. And then there are those where you can spend some money and pay it forward in many different ways. And in the upcoming weeks, I'll be talking about some creative ways during this time of social, you know, distancing, social isolation, you know, how we can get out and still show love for each other. So put that on your calendar. Saturday, April 25th, it will be Love Independence Day. And in closing, I just want to encourage everyone to stay home when you can, stay healthy. If you need to get out, take a walk, walk around our beautiful park, walk around your neighborhood, wave at people, smile at people, because we will win this battle against the coronavirus, and hopefully sooner than later if everyone does their part.
Pop a bag of popcorn, stream a movie, just hang out. That's what I did last week. I was off last week. I had my kids. We kind of stayed in. We watched a lot of movies and had a lot of competitive Mario Kart games. So do that. Also get outside when you can. I mean, there's no rule saying you can't get out in your yard. That's what I let them do for a little bit, play a little bit, soak up some sunshine. And it's going to be a beautiful day today. It's already sunny out there. The rain has moved out. So it's going to be great out there today. So you can step outside for a little bit. But again, stay inside when you can. And lots of great information there, Lisa. Again, how can they contact the chamber if they have any questions?
At 331-1890. And you can go to our Facebook page at Get Independence. You can also check out our website.
All right, Lisa, again, thank you very much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start an open line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.